Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod. Porpoise Pod. It's a podcast with a purpose.
All dolphins.
All the time.
Touchdown!
Now, here's your host,
Brendan Tobin
and Alejandro Solana.
Welcome on in, everybody, to another edition of the Porpoise Pod. This one coming after another loss, 5 in a row. The Dolphins fall to the Patriots, 23-21, and drop to 8-8 on the season. Solana, boots on the ground in Foxborough. I'm sorry for that. Looking snazzy, but yet.
Thank you.
A snazzy loser, because that's what that's just the feeling we all have right now.
I came ready to celebrate New Year's Day, a playoff clinching win in Foxborough. Mike McDaniel sweeping Bill Belichick in his first season as head coach. Teddy Bridgewater, Dade County legend, just going to come in and crush the Patriots' dreams. And instead we get Skylar Thompson at the end of the game. And of course the Dolphins do just enough again to make you believe at the very end, when you feel like all hope is lost, just enough, Tobin, to make you believe. And then this bum, Jason Sanders, with one of the worst onside kick attempts I've ever seen.
Jason, do me a favor, dude. Next time, why don't you just hand him the football? Like, don't even bother. Like, why don't we have Morstead? Didn't Morstead do that in a Super Bowl one time? Have him do the onside kicks. That guy's a champion onside kicker. How is Jason Sanders so inaccurate at field goals, but so accurate when he kicks onside kicks to the other team? I mean, that was like
the best pass of the day. The best
really
pass
was.
Of the day.
Oh, it was like he bowled it right to him. I'm just like, wow. You know, what a gift from you, Sanders. You on the take, dude? This guy. I'm so sick of him, dude. We gave him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, maybe he's turned it around. Nope. Hasn't hit a meaningful kick all year.
Man, you lose by 2 and he missed a field goal. I mean, what else is there to say? He missed a field goal.
What else is there to say? Honestly, this guy has gotten to skate under it all year, and he's got that contract. Everybody's knew that this guy wasn't the same kicker. And look, there's a lot of places we could go. We could say, oh, defense again, giving up drives on third down. Fine. We could go here and we could say Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson. Fine. But math is math, and he kicks field goals. That's worth 3 points. And he left one right there.
And bro, I feel like the defense, the story all season is lack of takeaways, right, Tobin? All season long. Can't get takeaways late in the game. You can't get crucial stops. But at the same token, I mean, the Dolphins get 23 points scored on them. Takeaway 7 from the pick 6 from Teddy Bridgewater. And Dolphins defense only gave up, 16 points today? I mean, that's nothing. You should be able to put up 25, 26 points in a football game. Like, it's so frustrating, man. I understand that you're with your backup quarterback and then your third string quarterback. Like, I understand the difficulties there. But at some point this season, I mean, you have to look at it and say, you won 5 straight games, and then in the most crucial point of the season, you lose 5 straight. Like, it's just unacceptable for whatever the reasons are. That is unacceptable, Tobin.
Oh, Zonk has tweeted. He only tweeted. He did not tweet. He has not tweeted since Christmas Eve, the day before his birthday. Larry Zonka, he tweets, sad. I had high hopes, but injuries and mistakes have taken their toll. Hashtag MIA versus PAT. Hashtag Miami Dolphins. Hashtag fins up. I'm sorry, Zonk. I had high hopes too, dude.
Still a believer?
I mean, it's not over, dude. But like, come on. Five straight losses. It feels harder to miss the playoffs than it did to make the playoffs. And yet somehow they're in this position next week where they need help to get in. They ought to beat the Jets, which seems like a task. Who knows who the quarterback's going to be. And on top of that, now you need the Patriots to lose who, I mean, will they have anything to play for? The Bills have anything to play for? I guess we'll see by tomorrow with Monday Night Football. But to be even in this position in the final week of the season is an incredible embarrassment, Solana.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, we were Tobin, we were talking about Super Bowl.
Such fools.
Think about that. And we weren't, I don't even think we were being homers. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't one big game and all of a sudden we're talking about maybe going into the Super Bowl. I mean, you won five straight. The offense is looking unbelievable. And we're saying we could beat anybody in the league. We could beat anybody. There isn't a team that scares us.
This is worse. This is worse than last year or other collapse. Because this was a tease to be riding so high and to feel like, oh my God, this is the most exciting offense in the sport. Oh, this team that they're going to be untouchable. They can hang. They can go blow for blow with anybody. To have it all taken away from you. And by the way, can they ever just have a game where the quarterback they have is just the quarterback they have when Tua's not in there? Like, again, Bridgewater starts and he doesn't finish, or Skyler starts and he doesn't finish. Like, nobody ever gets to finish a damn game as a quarterback who preps all week. And the fact that Teddy Bridgewater on a pick six hits his hand on a dude. Oh, and by the way, don't enough with the warming up, Teddy. Thanks. I don't need you to warm up with two seconds left in the game. No thanks, dude.
He came running back from the locker room.
Yeah.
And Skylar Thompson starting that drive and he's putting his helmet on. He's trying to talk to all the coaches. I'm coming in. It's a show on the sideline, him warming up. It's a total show. They're not going back to Teddy. Can't even hold the football.
Well, come on. Let me in, coach. You tried to get in there. Oh, sure you did, dude. Sure you did.
And you want to talk about a show, Tobin? Listen, I love Tyreek Hill. I think this season he's talked the talk, but he's also walked the walk. He's backed up all of his, his persona, larger than life persona, and he's backed it up. I'm not criticizing Tyreek Hill outside of today's game, but when the Dolphins, before they score on that final drive, right before the onside kick, Skylar Thompson on a fourth and long, the Dolphins go for it, and they don't convert, and he threw like a little check down to Jeff Wilson, and it was a disaster. Tyreek Hill comes running over to the sideline. He throws his helmet onto the bench, and he's kind of throwing a little temper tantrum. Listen, Tyreek Hill, settle down, because on that previous drive, Skylar Thompson comes in an impossible situation, leads you down the field, runs for a first down. Because of your illegal shift, it gets called back. So yeah. Now it's an even larger play. And on the very next play, he throws a catchable ball your way. Maybe a little bit off, but a catchable ball. And because of your mishandling, it gets intercepted. And you end the Dolphins' drive. And you got us out of field goal range with that illegal shift. So, look, I'm not hating on Tyreek Hill, all right? But I am saying, enough with the antics on the sideline when you had a lot to do with this loss in parts of the game as well.
No, certainly when you are down to your third string quarterback, you're looking upon the best players of this team to step up, and especially no Armstead today, no Xavien Howard today, no Tua, obviously. You know, we didn't even get a chance to react to all the news this week with the holidays and whatnot, but yeah, you need Tyreek Hill to have what he did in his other games where Tua was out. Like, you need him to go above and beyond, and yeah, he was not that today. He did not, I would say he probably arguably had his worst game of the season. And it came at the worst possible time because stupid McCorkle Jones got to waltz into a place where they get to control their own. How are they controlling their own mother bleeping destiny next week? How is this possible, Solana?
That offense is not good, Penn. Like, that offense is so
bad. They hate each other. They don't want to be there. Just, it's so depressing. This is just so depressing.
And you know what? What else, Tobin? So much of the season we're saying it's not the same old Dolphins. It's not the same old Dolphins. It's not the same old Dolphins. And then you have opportunities to go and score touchdowns, and you don't end up scoring touchdowns. You have to settle for field goals because you can't get the third and short plays. And then your field goal kicker misses a field goal anyways, right? You're coming down the field, down two scores with a minute left, and you score a touchdown, and you don't get the onside kick because the Dolphins never do. And you're throwing pick sixes and allowing the Patriots defense to score easy points. Same old Dolphins, bro, right? Same old Dolphins.
Look, it's almost...
It pains me to say it. It pains me to say it, but same old Dolphins.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dude, it's like Lucy and Charlie Brown, man. Like, he'll set him up a bunch of different ways, but you only end up just getting the football pulled away from you. And the Dolphins, you know, whether it's last year losing seven straight, you know, to put themselves in position and they lose, or the year before that, they got to win some game and they lose, or going back to, you know, having to beat Thad Lewis and you lose. Like, it doesn't matter, it feels like. And it hurts, I think, because... yeah, this year did feel a lot different because they were nationally relevant. I think a lot of people bought into them, not only locally, but I do think a lot of people liked talking about this team nationally. They obviously, Tua was such an interesting thing all year. And to just have a collapse like this is just so frustrating. And yeah, you could sit here and say, whoa, I mean, what kind of position would you expect them to be? Now, dude, like, come on. You should have lost last week. Concussion, yeah. No concussion to Tua. Embarrassing to lose that game last week to Aaron Rodgers and a team that was teetering on the playoffs, you know, to not be able to put away a game in Buffalo, to show up the way they did against the LA Chargers. This doesn't just go to this game. This game is frustrating for sure. And yeah, you could be upset that you're, you know, thought of a being in a tough, you put yourself in this tough position. You should have had a layup to the playoffs and you choked.
Yeah. They had to win one game in their last five to make the playoffs. Think about that. Just one more win would have pretty much cemented them as being a playoff team.
The fact they've lost five straight and aren't eliminated yet is almost an embarrassment in itself.
McDaniel today, McCochin, I mean, outcoached, right, by Bill Belichick. I think we could say that, and I hate that, but I think we could say that. I get that you're going up against a really good Patriots defense, but Tobin, you're telling me that you game plan today to go out without Tua Tagovailoa, and the best you could do to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle is seven combined receptions and only 12 targets. I don't get that, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I don't get that.
I think the other thing that's strange too is it felt like Mostert, like they just went away. This is two games out of three now where it feels like Mostert looks like the best player on the team. And it feels like in the second half, they go away from him. And I don't know what that is. Like, I don't count snaps. I'm not like that PFF type of guy. I'm just telling you, like, Mostert felt like he was making a tremendous impact. This was in the Buffalo game and in this game. And then it feels like in the second half, he goes to Jeff Wilson, who, yeah, got off to a great start in his Dolphins career and, you know, had a good game today. If you look at his numbers, but like Mostert, I think looked like their best weapon on offense, and they just completely just went away from him. And I don't really get that. I don't know what I know that he's looking for that fine balance. I know that he has a great fondness for both guys. And, you know, you look at their stats, they're fine, but I just felt like he's looking to ride the hot hand. I felt like he should have just kept feeding Mostert the way it was going. And then, yeah, Jaylen Waddle took forever to get him involved. We already talked about Tyreek Hill, not his best game. You know, Mike Gesicki got his late touchdown. It looked like the least enjoyable touchdown in the history of touchdowns.
You know what my favorite play of the day was? I wrote this down, and I forgot to bring it up. My favorite play of the day, Skylar Thompson on third down right before they ended up converting turnover on downs. Skylar Thompson rolls out, play action, roll out to his right or to his left, and he has all the room to run. The play action faked everybody out. But Alec Ingold is in front of him. Alec Ingold is in a cast. One of his hands is literally a club. And Skylar Thompson could have just ran it, but instead he like panicked and threw like a little dart to Alec Ingold. And Alec Ingold has no chance at catching a pass. Could have picked up 12, 15 yards. And instead he tried to throw a pass to Alec Ingold. Hilarious.
I didn't even think Alec Ingold was playing today. I was like, oh, he's out there? Because I know he was dealing with something all week. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Barely playing.
Well, I think this is the thing that's frustrating. And I don't know if this just speaks to this is just because Tua is so talented at it, because people almost look at it as a knock that he gets rid of the ball so quickly that he does things in one read. But like, that was the thing that was crazy. It's like Skylar was sitting back there with so much with decisions. And like, it felt like all the time it was just like going to be a 4 yard dump off. Like he could never just cut it downfield to get a big play. Teddy was doing it a little bit. The protection was pretty good. Who was that dude that we had at left tackle? I didn't know. Who was that? Kendall, what the hell was that guy's name?
Kendall Lamb.
What, dude? I mean,
second game being active, he just didn't play much last week.
I don't remember him, but whatever. I mean, like, that line looked great early on in the game. I was like, wow, look at this protection that Teddy has.
He went out with an injury. Yep. And then that's when, I mean, you know, Skylar comes in and things start kind of getting shaken up. Greg Little had to come in. But yeah, the line kind of looks solid. And Brandon Shell, he had one offensive false start today, but he's been a good story this season. For trying to look for positives right now, Brandon Shell coming in at right tackle has been a really good story.
No positives today, dude. What do you think? Like, I don't know how much time you have left, but like, genuinely, if they don't make the playoffs, which they need to beat the Jets next week, I guess the Jets game is pretty, you know, means nothing really. For today, but if they beat the Jets next week and the Patriots lose, they could still get in. But saying they don't, what do you think Stephen Ross's reaction to this is going to be?
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
To go from where they were to this epic of collapse, I don't think this results in Mike McDaniel getting fired, but does this result in drastic changes, or was there too much excitement for Stephen Ross to go in that direction? Because we know him. He's very, like, I never thought Brian Flores was going to get fired last year. I never thought that was going to happen. So do you think would it be something as extreme as Chris Greer gets fired? Can it be like, does somebody take the fall for a collapse like this if they are unable to get to the playoffs?
I was talking with some of the guys on the broadcast team. I was saying, if they were to lose two straight here and end season with six losses to the playoffs, that would be the biggest collapse in Dolphins history, because there's that other season where I think with Marino, you were 9-1 or 9-2. And then he ends up missing a bunch of games down the stretch of the season and you miss the playoffs.
Yep.
That was pretty bad. But at least in 93, Marino was out, right? Like, this season you had Tua for most of these games, and you can't put those two on the same level. So I mean, you were 8-3 and you missed the season. To me, it's the biggest collapse in franchise history that I can remember. Tobin, I think somebody would have to be held responsible for it. I don't think there's a chance in hell Mike McDaniel gets fired, but like you said, I would have bet my house Brian Flores was going to be the coach this year at the end of last season. So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a really good question. Like how do you weigh the season? Do you weigh it more from the perspective of you were 8-3 and it was the best you felt in two decades? Or do you weigh it more with the result at the very end where, you know, you can provide context? Tua Tagovailoa gets hurt and you've suffered a huge amount of injuries this season. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, you know, it's probably somewhere.
What do they
in
believe
between.
In? No, I get it. Like, well, look, if you're right. The coach, I feel like the coach has to believe in when things are right, that they're going to be good. I think he has to believe in that because that's been a big part of his story this year and a big part of his ties into Tua's success and Tua's growth and Tua's development. But, you know, I don't know. I think Tua has such a support in this fan base and, you know, he's dealing with the concussions. And if he does come back from it, I think he's going to come back and play again in his career. I'm saying like, if he does, going forward, I don't think they're going to give an extension. I think that there's going to probably be, you know, some trepidation on that because of the concussions.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that, you know, Mike McDaniel is going to have to believe in the good of this year because it feels like you've already invested too much. You've gone F them picks. You gave it to Tyreek. You've given it to Bradley Chubb. We've seen flashes of it, but this team certainly needs to find a great footing on how to win because they have thrown up all over themselves and it's been very, very embarrassing to be in this position.
Yeah. All right, Tobin, I got to get out of here.
All right, buddy.
Because listen. I don't want to miss this flight, but, we'll talk this week for sure. We'll do a little porping this week.
We'll do some porping this week, dude. We will, get a footing on things and, everybody, I'm sorry. It is a sad, sad day. I'm sorry. And, you know, go drink it away, I guess. I don't know. Whatever you do, whatever you go eat a giant pint of ice cream, whatever makes you feel better.
Fun story to try to cheer everybody up at the end. At halftime, one of the security guards is walking through here and he came in and was talking to us. He said by halftime, they had 30 calls around the stadium of fans that were throwing up and needed to be attended to.
Really?
New Year's Day football, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Amazing. That's a Porpoise Pod, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.